Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, as the Delta variant sweeps across the country and the world, there are people questioning the effectiveness of one particular vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson one-shot inoculation taken by more than 13 million Americans. Well, some new research does show encouraging evidence about how the shot compares to its competitors. And with more now, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Thomas Russo, SUNY Distinguished Professor and Chief of Infectious Diseases at the University of Buffalo. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Tell us a little bit about this research. We understand it's a study out of South Africa. What does it say about the J&J vaccine?
Well, the data from South Africa is largely encouraging. The J&J vaccine, where the Delta variant was the dominant strain, at least for part of the study, showed that the degree of protection against bad outcomes and mortality was in the 91 to 95% range. The other piece of data that was generally good, but not quite perfect, was 71% protection against hospitalization. Now, in this country, as you know, that the dominant vaccine is the RNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna. And though we don't have quite comparable data based on what we know what's going on in the country now, where greater than 90% of hospitalizations are in unvaccinated individuals and greater than 97% of bad outcomes are in unvaccinated individuals, this suggests that maybe the degree of protection from the RNA vaccines is a bit better for at least hospitalizations.
So what should people do with that information, especially people who got the J&J shot?
Well, one other thing I think is important to be aware of the J&J, and we knew this from the very beginning, is the J&J was not quite as protective against asymptomatic or mild infections that did not result in hospitalization compared to our RNA vaccines. RNA vaccines at the time with the variants that were circulating were in the mid-90s. Presently, even with the Delta variant, the Pfizer, it's 88% protection, whereas the J&J vaccine was in 72% at that time, and it's likely probably in the 60% range right now. And this has some implication for individuals. If you're fully vaccinated with the J&J vaccine, although you're largely going to be protected from a bad outcome, you could get a breakthrough infection, probably at a higher frequency than our RNA vaccine, and potentially transmit that to others if you're symptomatic. And so if you're living with individuals that perhaps are vulnerable, that could be a potential issue. And of course, you know, if you do become infected, you need to go ahead and isolate. At least that's what you should do. And that could pose pragmatic problems in terms of missing work or following up travel or vacation plans.
Now, there's a lot of talk about booster shots. They were just approved by the FDA for immunocompromised people. What do people need to know about boosters when it comes to the Johnson & Johnson shot? And do they need to stick with the same type of vaccine they got the first time?
So to be clear, the FDA and CDC approved an additional third dose for immunocompromised individuals. And that's because many, but not all of these individuals did not have an optimal response with the first two shots. The J&J vaccine was not addressed with this particular approval. However, I think that if you receive the J&J vaccine, you should still feel pretty comfortable and confident that it's going to protect you from more severe disease. But when the Pfizer vaccine gets full licensure, which we anticipate in a few weeks, that would enable physicians, if people receive the J&J vaccine, to get an additional shot with the Pfizer vaccine, because one at that point could use the vaccines off-label, so to speak. And that would sort of maybe heighten the degree of protection with the J&J vaccine from these breakthrough protections and maybe a little bit of edge in terms of some of these hospitalizations as well.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. Thomas Russo is SUNY Distinguished Professor and Chief of the Infectious Diseases Division at the University of Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.